It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Next time you get your phone bill, check out a little line item that says USF, stands for Universal Service Fund. It's been there for years. It pays for phone service to rural communities. We all chip in. The Federal Communications Commission is now considering a proposal to redirect that money to rural broadband. Michael Copps is an FCC commissioner.
The universal service system did a pretty good job of getting plain old telephone service, which I call POTS, out to everybody. Now we've got the PANs. We've got to get out the POTS and the PANs, and the PANs is a pretty awesome new stuff. And we have a system that's broken, frankly. And if we don't do this job right, we could end up, even though we have this wonderful new technology, with a greater gap than we have right now. We could put the affluent urban neighborhoods farther ahead and the rural isolated communities farther behind than they are now. And that would be a real tragedy when you have this technology that can create opportunity and bridge gaps and bring people together and allow it not to serve those noble purposes.
How does this help everybody? I mean, to be crass about it, what do I get out of people in rural areas having better broadband access?
Well, you get a country that's better informed, better connected, better educated, more competitive, creating jobs, needing less in the way of a subsidy or help from the rest of America. You get a there's an aspect of this broadband that doesn't get talked about as enough, but it has to do with our civic dialogue and our media and news and information. And broadband has a tremendous capacity to inform and to enlighten. And if we go about our job right, maybe we can pave the next town square of democracy with broadband bricks, but it's going to take a lot of work.
A vote on this plan is expected October 27th. Besides getting the whole country online, the FCC wants all web traffic to move fast. It issued rules recently on net neutrality, requiring internet providers to move all content at the same speed. Several lawsuits were then filed to block those rules. Some critics say the FCC can't regulate the internet because it's an information service and not telecommunications. Copps is frustrated by the ongoing debate.
We are the only country in the world, as far as I know, that has ever gone down this road of parsing semantics and all of that and getting involved in a decade-long debate over an important public policy issue that deserves to be resolved right now.
Does the FCC have that authority then?
You bet. I think it's very clear. I think we have Title II authority to call these advanced telecommunication services what they are. They're telecommunications.
FCC Commissioner Michael Copps. So many great movies involve bikes. The Bicycle Thief, Breaking Away, E.T., kinda with the moon. And of course, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I parked my bike and when I came back, it was gone.
Well, can you think of anyone who might have wanted to take it?
Everyone wanted my bike. This morning, right before it got stolen, Francis offered... Francis!
But why watch a movie about bikes when you can bike and watch a movie? At London Cycle In Cinema, all the power to run the film comes from the audience's pedaling. Ride your bike into the theater, hook it up to the generator, showtime. They should totally show Napoleon Dynamite.
You got shocks, pegs, lucky. You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
This is Marketplace Tech Report, probably the best show I've ever done. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.